When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the latest of the Overboard Network's Below Deck podcast. Tonight we cover Below Deck Legacy, Season 11, Episode 5. Sean, this is just flying.
called
Come on Eileen. In tonight's episode, we see Jared emote. Kat is just unable to do the most simple of tasks. We find perhaps the most miserable primary on a luxury yacht. Captain gives some tough love, and Zandy gets her stripes, and nobody's happy about it. Sean, I think that's where we start. Obviously, the purpose of stripes is to create a storyline. Now, it's so Frasier can have a number two when he's away or whatever he needs to do. I thought it was interesting. I thought, yes, Zandy's probably the most deserving, but you rarely see it be an interior person. Also, she didn't want him. I mean, she took him, but she doesn't really want him. Barbie doesn't believe in him. Kat, who cares? She's gone in two episodes anyway. But let's start with that. What did you think of Zandy getting her stripes?
We called it because she obviously deserved it. Not much of a race because Frasier ran a fire Barbie a few episodes ago.
Yep.
Literally last episode, Kat's going to get fired. Zandy deserved them, but she didn't really want them. She's like, I'm already the second Sue. I already know it. I don't need the stripes for it. And now it just pisses everyone off and causes drama. A little ridiculous that Barbie thought she was. Was she expecting them? That's a little insane. I know Barbie's going to service, but.
It's not that she thought she was going to get him. It's that when she didn't get him, she didn't respect him. That's really the crux. I think it's probably more important that interior has a hierarchy than exterior. Like I think Ben's a good lead deckhand. I actually think it makes sense. But in most seasons where you don't have a lead deckhand, you don't need to put one on. These crews are so small. I get this one's bigger, right? Like sailing yacht. Always just one less person in interior.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to me like you really need it, but I guess it's a storyline and it's also probably good for their resume. Like maybe not Zandy specifically, but I know like if you're a third stew and you become a second stew, you're going to put that on your resume as like a progression and for future hiring purposes.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like an attaboy, like, hey, because you're responsible for Kat now also.
Yeah, which doesn't seem to be working because we can get into Kat, but she's just a disaster. She's just not picking up on anything. Frasier had her do dinner the other night. That didn't work. Has her in interior, which like, I'm not saying that interior jobs are easy because it's constant movement. And I know it's like a lot of manual labor. It's hard to get it all done. I actually don't think it's that hard to get to do the tasks right. They're two different things, right?
Yeah, no. Kat, I just think Kat should go for everyone's sake, for the viewer's sake, for her sake, for her coworker's sake. There's just no joy.
Did you know she was in foster care, Sean?
I feel like such a jerk saying it like that. But yeah, it's like, this show really gets into the personal trauma story a lot. Especially this season with her and Jared. We'll talk Jared later. But she doesn't have fun on the nights out. I mean, she made an effort. It was like she was like maybe gonna go in the hot tub and ultimately decided not to. I mean, I get it. Ben and Sunny are making out. I was disappointed by that. But
yeah. I mean, Kat went up there with bathing suit on, didn't get in. Now, listen, I know that. Listen, I've had a great life, and the fact I never went into foster care. But I'm not sure we need to. Kat needs to relate everything back to foster care. Like, it's not fun for the watcher of Below Deck, and I certainly don't watch Below Deck for like the serious points. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, no, I agree. This is escapism. I don't know. There's some of these producers, I think they think they're like, hey, you have to talk about your personal tragedies. This is going to make for like, people will be able to relate to this. They'll feel less alone, blah, blah, blah. We've gotten a lot of that the past like 10 to 15 years in reality TV. And I'm a little sick of it, as bad as that sounds. I'm just being honest. And also, Kat, like the foster care thing, that shouldn't affect how you do rooms.
There.
Right? Like, that shouldn't affect how you fold it, make a bed. Or just, I don't know. She just doesn't get it. And she's not like a fun person to hate either.
No, it's like sad. Like, don't get me wrong, Sean. I know I'm coming off as the jerk who's like not sympathetic to the girl that was in foster care 8 years ago. Like, this is where we are now. Also, I don't know how old Kat is, but she was out of foster care when she was what, 16 or 18 or something?
Yeah, because yeah.
So she's like lived the life post foster care, right? This isn't like she went in. All right, I'm gonna get canceled for just like being too mean about her. Listen, I know it's dramatically impacted her life. I don't know if every single episode she needs to bring back how this relates to her time in foster care. And if it does, maybe she needs to reflect on what the trauma she previously had is, how it's affecting her life now, and do something about it.
She belongs in like a Discovery show or a TLC show.
Absolutely.
Like, I imagine like, I don't like, and I don't watch I just imagine her, she would fit in better there.
Yeah.
And like a 90 Day Fiance or a, isn't there like a show about like breaking Amish? Like,
yeah.
Also, like, we're raised Amish. There's a Mormon show. I don't know, but she doesn't belong on Below Deck. And she's a bummer to watch.
Yeah. It's tough. She's a super nice person. And just,
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Just not showing off with the camera, man, in any, like, no vibes.
And to everyone listening, you don't have to like her either as a TV character. Like, we don't have to pretend like this, man, Kat, like, I don't know. She's not fun. We can move on.
Yeah.
And I think she quits after this charter or gets fired.
Yeah. It's just not working.
Because Zandy's very chill and very patient and very nice to Kat, and was like trying to, you know, encourage her to go in the hot tub and everything. But when it comes to like having to recheck everything she does, she's like, yeah, no, enough. Like, I think, what was her line? It's not training camp anymore.
So here's the problem Frasier's going to have. In the last episode, right before this charter, 24 hours before where we are right now on the timeline, Frasier went into captain's quarters, the wheelhouse, whatever. Hmm. And he said, I think we need to get rid of Barbie. She's not doing great. And then then 24 hours later, he's like, hey, Barbie's actually doing great. So I think the captain's a little bit weary of like Frasier's judgment. Cause he's like, we just thought of letting go with like our best stew. And now what is he going to do? Go back to the captain and be like, okay, now it's Kat. Kat's the problem. We need to get rid of Kat. I feel like this is like a cry wolf situation. Like he can't go back and now recommend we fire somebody else when like Barbie, according to Frasier, just did this huge 180.
And she didn't do anything work related in that time period. It was on the night out when they were like, we're talking about like their issues with each other, and Barbie's like I'll get over myself.
That was the craziest thing. Frasier went into captain kept he went to the wheelhouse and was like, Oh, yeah, she's so much better now. She's 100% better. It's like, no, she just said she was last night. She just said
Yeah.
she hasn't done anything.
No work was done between those two meetings. Oh, I guess they like probably cleaned.
Yeah.
Right after last charity before they went out. But that's not like, yeah, it's a personal ego thing for Frasier.
Yeah.
Right? Like she kind of stood down to him. It was like, all right, I'm gonna respect you.
Yeah, but we know that's not going to stay. And now I feel like Frasier has less credibility with Captain.
Yeah, to be fair, Captain Carey did see Kat struggle during that one dinner.
I don't know if that's enough.
No, you saw enough. You're right.
It's not. I'm just saying it's a little. He might be caught in a tough spot,
Yeah.
because I don't know how much he can rely on Frasier for that aspect when Frasier kind of blew it on the first one. All right. Exterior.
Yeah.
Kyle got some more screen time.
A little bit.
It's.
Mostly talking to Barbie a little bit.
Yep.
What was she talking about? How she wants to convert to Judaism?
Yeah, her soul's Jewish, Sean. Clearly.
Look, that's you're allowed. She's allowed. It seems like her reasoning for it is because she wants a rich husband. That was the vibe I got. I know that's a stereotype. It's a good stereotype. Right, it's a positive one. So I'm not sure if she's doing it for the right reasons, but she's allowed. You never hear of people. It would make more sense if she converted before she got married to a Jewish guy, like on her own.
Yeah,
Right?
I think actually last week's episode of Curb, there was a single woman who just converted to Judaism. She's just like, I get it, you know?
Yeah, that I'd believe her more then.
Yeah.
She seems to think like I want to marry a Jewish guy and then I'll do it. So, yeah, Barbie, Kyle, not Kyle, Jared's just still trying with her, and he has no idea it's over.
He doesn't get it. It's unfortunate. Although she hasn't said anything to him. But Jared's just been a mess. So if we talk like night out, he gets too drunk, kind of like sobers up, but just like in relation to how drunk he was. And then I guess Barbie's just kind of over it. Something clicked in her. And this all stemmed from him having a bad cell phone, him buying gigabytes like it's 2005. And I mean, the dude's racking up. Dude's making $1,300 or almost $2,000 every 3 days. You'd think he could like figure out like a unlimited plan. I hadn't heard the term like I ran out of data like since I was like 15.
Remember, I don't ran out of minutes. Remember that?
Yeah, I
Does Jared have
remember
like Cricket Wireless or Boost Mobile?
Mint Mobile.
What's the one that Ryan Reynolds owns? It's so funny. There's this whole like genre or class of like really bad cell phone companies or cell
Yeah.
like cellular service companies. I don't know.
Well, Jerry's got one of them. It's awful. And what's so funny, it's like his phone literally doesn't have Wi-Fi. I know we talked about this last week. His phone doesn't have Wi-Fi because he could have just connected to the Wi-Fi on the boat and made his call through
Yeah.
there.
John, okay, this is getting a little bit more serious territory. Why couldn't he just call later? Like, are things so bad between him and his baby's mother that.
Yeah, I think it's something about now. Listen, it's speculation, but maybe it's like, hey, you get between 6 and 7. You can't call whenever you feel like it. You get between 6 and 7. If you don't call between 6 and 7, you're out. You know, you have to wait till next week or next. That's purely speculation, but that's kind of what it like. It was kind of this like, hey, if you want to build a relationship with your daughter, you're going to call during these times.
Also, okay, this is gonna sound bad. I know we live in different times right now. Can you connect with someone like that over the phone? Like, The daughter is the, she's a baby, right? The daughter?
She's like 2.5, 3 or something.
Very young. I don't know. It's a little sad. I feel for the guy.
Yeah.
Like, what? Could you imagine if your only experiences with your dad from those ages were over a phone
twice a week? Like, in a day and age where you can, like, FaceTime. And he's like, nah, I have a Nokia with Snake.
Yeah, I like Jared. I'm rooting for him. I don't know. That's just a sad situation. Like, yeah. That sucks. Yeah, that sucks, though, that he can't just call her later. But I guess we don't know the history of his relationship with his baby's mother.
And,
didn't he say he wasn't ready for it?
Originally, yeah.
But I think that's true for a lot of guys, especially if you're not married.
Right.
Or were they engaged?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't he say
he just said we were hanging out and we were, I think there was another,
it was
somebody else that he was talking about.
Yeah. Okay. That tracks. So Jared, he starts to spin kind of from that.
Yeah. From that drinks too much. And it even infects him like the next day. So, you know, I think there was this point, and we'll talk about the guests. The guests suck. But I remember there was this one of the women, I think it was Eileen, who was drunk, segue, no big deal, said to him, it's a good thing you're good looking, because you basically, like, you've got nothing else going for you. Which, like, whatever. I mean, if somebody sober says that to me, I don't care what anyone thinks of me. If somebody drunk on a super yacht says that to me, I definitely don't care what they say about that. But it got to him, man. Like, at the very end of the episode, he was spinning. It was just a bad scene.
It especially wouldn't have gotten to me, because, like, it's not like Jerry just messed up and then she said that to him.
Right.
Right. She just said it to say, I'd be like, yeah, I am good looking, cool. Like, I'll take the compliment.
Yeah.
Look, he's obviously the phone call thing with his daughter. That's brutal. And then he's still trying to hit on Barbie. She's telling him, like, no, like, you're super corny. He's weirdly worried that people respect Ben more than him, which I don't. I personally don't.
Yeah.
I think the producers do, though. And I guess Frasier does, because Frasier keeps just talking to Ben directly. Like, that was
easy. Yeah, but he's like Lee Deckhand, though. Like, maybe he needs to have a conversation with Frasier, I guess. But, like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's true. But was it the day where they forgot the water?
Yeah.
Right. That was Frasier talking directly to Ben, then Ben talking to, like,
yeah.
Game of Telephone, it's still Frasier talking directly to Ben. Obviously, Frasier knows Ben better. They're on the boat together last year. It's setting up for Jared's going to get fired or going to go home on his own, and Ben's going to take over. And I don't want that. And, you know, John, I think you tweeted earlier today. So the ratings came out for this week's episode, and they're pretty low.
Yeah, like 700,000, somewhere around there.
And last year, this season was gaining 1 million an episode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were some that were lower. I think some that were higher.
Peak of the season. Like,
yeah,
Alyssa and Camille getting fired.
Yeah.
We're well over 1 million.
Yeah.
And I think, look, no Captain Lee. It's going to hurt. No Chef Rachel. Chef Rachel's kind of a star.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt a little bit too. I think I didn't always love her, but a lot of people really did. I don't know. She's like, she stands out. But thirdly, I think the show thinks Ben's a huge star. And I'm not getting it.
No.
I'm not getting it. He doesn't jump off the screen.
See,
he's not Ben's Gary.
Yeah, Ben's personality is being good looking and saying he's cheeky and charismatic.
Is he that good looking?
He's good looking enough for his personality to be that he's good looking.
Okay. Yes.
Like guys that are 6'3", their personalities
are their personality. Yeah.
That they're tall. They're tall guys. Ben's good looking enough to make that his personality.
There's a type of girl that likes him. Okay. Enough. Sunny being one of them, unfortunately for me.
Yeah.
Also, okay. So I think one issue this season, I've liked it so far though, but ratings wise, a little lack of star power.
Mm-hmm.
I think Frasier's a star, but that hasn't been proven yet. And secondly, my girl Sunny just gets barely any minutes tonight.
She does. And most of it's sucking face with Ben.
Ben, who they're trying to give the hero's edit to.
Yeah.
What happens with Jared next week?
I think Jared goes. I think he's had two conversations now with the captain. I think Jared's walking around, like, holding his hair. It's just a tough scene because it's not like he's going to go home and then go see his daughter. He's literally just going to go home and be nowhere near his daughter. So if, like, that's the issue he's having, it's like, I don't know, either go to Alaska or keep working and making great money. But, like, don't leave the boat to what? I mean, I don't know if that's really going to improve his mental health.
Is going to Alaska an option for him?
I don't know.
Is that why his baby's mom is like, is that why it's like so tense? Like, oh, you should be here with us? Or is she helping raise her with me? Or is it like, no, I don't want you in my life at all?
I think it's probably the latter of the two. And it's like, you can have a relationship with your daughter, but here are the ground rules. And he's now, you know, was his daughter like waiting for him to call? She's 2 and a half, probably not, but.
Yeah, I who knows what she thinks of any of this. I don't remember a single phone call as a 2-year-old. I don't think I was talking on the phone that much. It was the 80s also. So
we only made one line in the house. You think I was getting it?
Yeah.
Midnight diapers, dude.
Yeah, see, but the Kat and Jared stuff's a little bit too heavy. Like, it's too serious. Because we're talking about like a serious child custody thing. But it's, I don't know. So
yeah.
Wild situation.
I feel really bad for both of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is what I need on Below Deck.
That might be maybe ratings wise the show's too serious right now. I don't know
what
that
if,
that's it.
What if the captain was just like, yeah, we gotta let one of you guys go. Vibes are just off, man. Like, we could do with one downer, but both of you guys, did you see our ratings last week?
Wow. I know. You know, well, I will say, so I feel like recently in Below Deck, we haven't had that many memorable guests. I think these guests were, I mean, they're hateable.
Yeah.
There's that.
Maybe they
could start something this season.
Yeah, I mean, they just didn't really have, they didn't have like flair, because I feel like, who is it, Tina? She's the charter. She's the primary.
She can't have eggs or meat. No eggs is pretty impossible for a chef.
Yeah.
And then she only wants to drink out of plastic cups. Which I think
that's a crazy
to piss off environmentalists.
Is that like a Toby Keith thing? Like,
RIP. Yeah, no. Maybe to piss off environmentalists. Like, I like single use plastic. So
maybe she has a phobia against, like, maybe she doesn't like the taste of metal and she has a phobia. She's going to like cut her mouth. Listen, it doesn't make sense. I can't get in that woman's mind. That woman, if you told me one person in the world that had a huge eagle tattoo on her back, I wouldn't have picked the Debbie Downer. But that's exactly what happened.
So she's not fun.
Eileen's drunk.
Yeah. Eileen's drunk the entire time. One of the guys a dick is that guy Mike. Is that Eileen's husband?
Yeah.
Who was yelling at Barbie for putting the plates down too loud?
Yep.
He's kind of a jerk. He breaks a glass. It was, yeah, they had a bad dinner.
Also, they like made, they were like heckling Tina about eating ice cream before everyone had their ice cream. And it's like, all right, guys, first off, we're not 9 years old. Ice cream melts. And this is also the charter primary. Like, this is the person paying for you to be on here. Probably don't hate on their order of operations issues.
Maybe she paid for them, or maybe she's organized it.
Fair.
Everyone could have chipped in. Look, yeah, they all seem like terrible people. At least Mike, Eileen, and Tina.
Yeah.
Seem awful.
The only three people we know seem awful.
Yeah, right.
Say. Yeah.
And then Eileen slips and falls when she leaves the hot tub. That was tough.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. Who escorts her to bed? Was that Barbie? That was Barbie.
Yeah, Barbie. Yeah.
Barbie was getting abused by them all night. So get on her.
Barbie does kind of remind me of Kate in the sense that, like, every time she just, like, walks back to the galley, she's just, like, shitting on these people.
Speaking of, can we get to awards?
Yeah. So
I got a pretty... My winner is Barbie.
Yep.
I think Barbie won this episode. Now, she doesn't get second stew. So you're probably thinking, Sean, how could she have won? Well, look, she was never really in the running for that anyway. She didn't get fired. Frazier said she had a quick turnaround despite not doing anything. And look, she is getting constant attention from Jared. She doesn't want it, but it's still there. But most of all, I mentioned earlier, like, hey, who's the star of the season? Who's it going to be? I think it might be Barbie. I think, like, you brought up Kate. I think Barbie could potentially move the needle.
Hmm.
Maybe not, obviously not yet, but a few weeks from now, if the ratings start going up, maybe some Barbie-focused episodes. Yeah, she's funny. I don't know. She's interesting. She's funny. She's good-looking. Not as good-looking as Sunny, I don't think, but she's close. And might be a star. So Barbie's my winner, John. Who'd you have winning?
Sean, you're going to be surprised by this. Chef Anthony.
Okay.
Because it was actually refreshing to have someone come on the boat who's a picky eater, which, shout out to the producers for dubbing Eileen every time she came on screen, primary and the picky one. Thought that was a nice touch. But it was actually a chef who came on and was actually somewhat professional, mostly professional, about someone having, you know, either being picky or having dietary restrictions. Like, I just remember Rachel, she'd be like, oh, cooter farts, but someone has.
Oh, yeah, she'd freak out, yeah.
Yeah, she'd be like, And Anthony's just like, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. He's like, it's a little tricky, we'll deal with it, whatever. He's actually like an adult in the kitchen. It's kind of nice. And I'm not hating on Rachel. It's just like every single time there's somebody with a restriction, that's like half the storyline. This was only a storyline because the woman sucked, not because Anthony wasn't putting out great stuff and adhering to the restrictions.
Yes, the complaining gets a little old after a while. It's like, okay, but this is your job. You're a chef. Some people are picky or have dietary restrictions. I know. Kids these days. But like, yeah. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you also have, like, you know, in advance too. It's on the preference sheets.
Right.
Like that, you shouldn't be that pissed off about it. Yeah. Chef Anthony is he's a really good chef. I want a little bit more from him. I know a lot of chefs just kind of like want to do their thing. And then that's kind of it. And he's, you know, he goes out with everyone. He's doing stuff.
Yeah. I will say that, like, I didn't really think anybody was that strong in this episode. I almost said it captain again. I almost said captain because, like, the guy, I think he's just really strong. He's dealing with everyone appropriately. I really like what he's doing. I like the guy in general, but I'm not going to say it's a throwaway and discredit Anthony. He didn't have the strongest episode I've ever seen. I didn't really see a clear winner in this one.
It was tough. No, yeah. He's a good chef. He's a really good chef. I almost thought about doing Captain Carey too, just because he had to have like three meetings with Jared.
Yeah.
Jared was coming to him so much. He came to him about like, hey, it seems like Frasier things is going to talking to Ben more than me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because he wanted Ben to like do excursion with the guests.
Yeah, it was even next, Captain next, called him out
next
on
week.
It. Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. All right, Sean. I have two people I think could maybe three people I think could easily lose here. So I want your opinion first, and I'll pick one of the other three you don't pick.
I picked Kat. This brings me no joy picking on Kat this much.
Mm-hmm.
But she receives no joy in this boat. It would be if she was bad at her job, but was having like a blast at nights out, or was like this, like, I don't know, shallow person, then it's like, well, yeah, we could like hate her, be funnier, right? Like,
right.
Oh, look how dumb this girl is. And I don't think that's the case. I think she's just uncomfortable being on camera. Maybe that's it. She's had a tough life, as we brought up. Look, there's a million reasons, but it's not working.
Why did she think she wanted to be on the show? Why did the producers think she would be on the show? Like,
I have no idea.
What was the theory here? She's like, hey, do you like going out? Nah, I kind of like Hank staying in. Do you like meeting new people? Not really. I'm uncomfortable around them. Listen, that's all I'll say about Kat. I think she's a wonderful human and a really nice girl, but maybe not best for TV on a reality TV show.
No, not Bravo.
No.
Not Bravo. I mentioned TLC or Discovery.
Yeah.
Throw her on there. I'm sure it'd work.
Sean, I'm going to break your heart. I was between Jared and Sunny, and I picked Sunny. I thought she lost the episode, but not because she did anything wrong, just because she wasn't present. All she did was kiss Ben, and then I didn't see her for 45 minutes later.
Yeah. Sunny could be a star, too. The show, there's no clear star this season. You got to create some or put them in position.
Well, I think you need, obviously, Frasier's back. I think people really like him. He has that it factor, but he can't lift the whole season on its own, right? Yep. And so, yeah, he needs a supporting cast, and I feel like right now he doesn't have it. Or he might have it, but it's not coming together the way we thought it would.
Yeah, it could be Sunny. I hope. I don't know. Well, I think people are going to get fired soon.
Yeah, we'll see. I honestly think fresh blood wouldn't be bad for the show. We'd probably get rid of Jared and just get like a new deckhand and have Ben move up, but it is what it is. I mean, I predicted this 5 episodes ago that Jared's going to leave, Ben's going to become bosun.
I don't want to give Ben that win, though.
Listen, man, it's not ours to give at this point. So, all right, Sean, good episode. We'll be back next week for episode 6. Under over, does somebody get fired? You think somebody gets fired next episode?
I saw the preview. It sounds like Jared has like somewhat of a meltdown.
Okay.
I think Eileen's comment about him being good looking with nothing else going on is like still festering within him.
Which if some drunk woman you don't know has an offhand comment about you, who does at least say you're good looking, if that throws you through a tailspin, you probably aren't meant for a high stress environment.
Also, he kind of freaked out on the provisioner a little bit too about the towels.
Yeah, that was weird. He was probably just hungover and really needed towels.
She wasn't a helpful either. To be fair. All right. Yeah, everyone. We'll see you guys next week. Bon voyage.